shifted towards, but it's kind of less dissipating and weakening and turning out to just a bunch of wind. Amen. And we did. We called it to protect, watch over your property. Are you jumping up and down saying, praise you, Lord? It's not going to your property. Are you jumping up and down and saying, praise you, Lord? Okay. Well, I'll jump up and down for you and say, praise the Lord anyway. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's kind of amazing how everybody needs 10 gallons of milk and 5 loaves of bread for a rainstorm coming. Okay. It's like nobody's ever drank that much milk before. What, Dusty?
I had to know it.
Yeah. Cool. Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Identify the storm and then you know what you need to get.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? The truth of the matter is, realize, if you look at that, let's look at this on the spiritual realm. The blessing is normally on the other side of the storm. Hello? And the storm is what the adversary has brought to keep you from the blessing. But as you walk through the storm, you walk in the blessing. Amen? Praise God. You know, when there was a storm in the Sea of Galilee, they were heading to a demoniac of the Gadarenes. Somebody was just about getting delivered. And the adversary brought up the winds. Because some people said, well, God brought a storm. Well, God wouldn't bring a storm because Jesus wouldn't talk against God. Because if God set the storm, Jesus would have let the storm stay. So Jesus, God didn't send the storm. The devil sent the storm. Amen? Amen? And God took authority over it. Amen? So as we continue our study on, I don't know where I got off on a rabbit trail there. I better get back. On true Christian characteristics, we looked at, you know, one of the things that I thought of I have is if we're a new creation in Christ Jesus, old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. So as we're looking at new characteristics of this walk with the Lord, we talked about new birth, new growth, we had a new attire, new radiance, a new house, and tonight I want to talk to you about new revelation. New revelation, apocalypsis, unveiling, revealing, amen. God desires to reveal his word to us. And the scripture reference that I've chosen for tonight is Luke 24, beginning to read with verse number 31. And the word of God says, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Amen. So first, I think I see with this scripture, he says, and they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us? And first, what came to my heart was a new desire, fire of desire. Amen? Their hearts were burning within them. Fire was burned. There was a burning there. Look with me in Luke. Fire first needs to be birthed. Fire birthed. In Luke chapter 3, verse number 16. John the Baptist is speaking. He says, and John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. You know, in the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of God, the Bible says that cloven tongues of fire fell upon each and every one of them. Amen. There was a fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. So he's going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. And we're saying fire being birthed, a desire of God's word as they their hearts were burning within them. One thing I find about when I look at a fire needs to be kindled. Amen? What happens if you do not kindle your fire? What happens if you don't stoke your fire? It goes out. All right? In Isaiah chapter 10, verse number 16, the Word of God says, therefore shall the Lord of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. Amen. You know, I'm looking for the body of Christ to get on fire. If we're truly on fire for the kingdom of God, then there's a concern and care for the lost of the world. He said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea, and all Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. In other words, this fire is something that's birthed in us by the Holy Ghost that we kindle. The Lord will kindle it. And, you know, if we, the Word of God helps stoke the fire. But when we allow God to be with, like with them, where they were burning in their hearts, God wants us to allow that fire of God to just swell up within us so greatly that it's uncontainable. Amen? In other words, you can't but help to open your mouth and declare boldly the good news of the gospel. I guess the Apostle Paul said it like this, that utterance may be given unto me to open my mouth boldly. Amen? And when I was thinking about this fire being uncontainable, I looked at Jeremiah chapter 20. All right, is everybody with me? Verse number 9. And the Word of God says, this is Jeremiah, he says, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. So the desire of fire, God says first, as it's birthed in you and I, everyone in the room is a believer, so everyone has the Holy Spirit. So it's been birthed. It's important that we kindle the fire. We have to feed the fire. We got to stoke the fire. And then all of a sudden, whether we want to or not, all of a sudden the fire becomes uncontainable. All of a sudden, when we come into a room or an atmosphere, the Lord takes control of the atmosphere. Why? Because of the one that's in you. Because of the one that's in me. It's just like when Jesus is with them, all of a sudden there was a burning inside of them. And you see, if you go on and read the Word of God, what took place with the apostles. And great mighty deeds were done by them for the kingdom of God. And we're all here because they continued. Amen? Steadfast, unmovable, abounding. Amen? So there's that fire that's burned. Fire needs to be kindled. And once it's kindled and it starts to flame, it's uncontainable. I've been in meetings and gatherings for the kingdom of God where I saw fire come and I saw fire move across congregations. And it was just like a wave, a fire of the Spirit, right? And everybody caught it. Everybody got on fire. Amen. It was a move of the Holy Spirit. And God said he's going to move in new and mighty ways. Maybe not like anything we've ever witnessed or seen before. He's the God of today. He's God. He can do whatever he wants to do. Amen. But what he is saying to you and I is, hey, we got to recognize what's birthed inside of us. And all of a sudden, we got to continue to kindle that. And all of a sudden, if we continue to kindle it, and the wind of the Spirit blows on it, it's going to be uncontainable. It's going to expand and explode. And I'm not talking about us exploding and blowing up. We don't want anybody blowing up in the place. I'll tell you something. I'll say this. I've shared before, but I'll share again. I've been touched one time in my life by the glory of the Lord. And when the glory of the Lord touched me, this body couldn't hold it. My whole body felt like I was going to explode. And it was only for a moment because I couldn't take more than a moment. This earthly body cannot handle the glory of God. That's why he has to give us a new body. Amen? That's why this corruptible has to put on the incorruptible. Amen? This mortal immortality. Because this body and this shell can't handle his glory. Hallelujah. So first we find in Revelation, their hearts burned within them. And it says, while he talked with us along the way, and this I have, the discourse, amen? I don't know about you. Not just in the word. Jesus, God talks to me through his word, but he also talks to you and I through the Holy Spirit. That's still a small voice within. Amen? And as Jesus was walking with them, he was talking with them, there was a discourse there. So look with me on Psalms 145. And I'm looking at the power. How many do you believe, you probably hear me talk about the power of God a lot. How many know that it's the power of God is important? How many know that we need his power, not our power? Amen? Amen? And as we're oh, you're knitting me something. Thank you, darling. Is it to cover my mouth? Just kidding. But in Psalms 145, the word of God says in verse number 10, it says, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. Come on now. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, in the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Amen. I don't know about you, but even when I read that, it gets me excited. Amen. You know, hey, you think it's okay for us to get a little excited about the God we serve? Hello? If you weren't here Sunday, I talked about how cool it is to serve Jesus. It's cool to be a child of God. It's a cool thing. Amen? Amen? So he says that first, and yes.
Are a fool.
Yeah. In other words, he's cool, and if you don't let him rule, you're a fool, right?
Yeah.
Amen? He picked that. He listens, because that's exactly what I said on Sunday. So you may think that Dusty doesn't listen, but Dusty hears every word. He's Mr. Repeat. Hallelujah. So in this discourse, they're walking with Jesus, and it speaks of this psalm speaks of the power of his word. Jesus is the word, became flesh. You know, and it speaks about the prosperity, and I love this scripture. I'll probably preach on this scripture and teach on this scripture a million times. I might exaggerate on the million. But follow me, verse number 6. I love what the Apostle Paul said, because we're talking about a fire that's burned, and it's kindled, and it's uncontainable, and it's by the word of God. And Philemon says in verse 6, he says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual or effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You know, I love that scripture that says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. How does my soul prosper? My soul prospers by the word of God. If my soul is prospering, then my faith is prospering. Hello? And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if he's saying, hey, he wants us to prosper and be in good health, I'm in good health as my soul is prospering. Amen? My spirit man is really young. It's jubilant. It's got a lot of energy. My natural man, as I grow older, really can't keep up as much with the spirit man. So one day, this spirit man's going to run right outside of this body that's holding its back. And if you see that in the spirit and have revelation of that, you'll have a new revelation of death. Amen? Because you see the spirit man's young and vibrant. And all of a sudden, the body can't hold it any longer. And then it just runs right out of it. And goes with his daddy. Right in his presence. Amen. This is what serving God's all about. Amen. It's just not the rewards here. It's the rewards in heaven. It's no matter what comes our way, God's got our back. And he says, hey, as we're doing this, as they walked with him, as they communed with him, as they had fellowship with him, as they were in a discourse with him, there was power that came, and there was prosperity that came. And all of a sudden, this prosperity, all of a sudden came the praise. Amen? I love to praise the Lord. Amen? I love to praise the Lord. Amen? I know when I start praising him, there's things that fall off of me. Even everybody, every last one in this room have picked up some junk during this day somewhere, somehow. And I think when I get on my praise, it starts stripping off, it starts falling off. Amen? So I got to get that workout in. Hallelujah. I got to get that praise thing going on. So he says in Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians 5. I'm going to go with verse number 18 to start with, where he says, be not drunk with wine where is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. In other words, what God wants you to understand is you're influenced by what you're filled with. If you're filled with the Spirit, you're cool. If you're filled with alcohol, you're a fool. Hello? Why do I say that? Because when people get belligerent, they get stupid. They do dumb things. Hello? They go out in the highway and kill people. Amen? Doesn't sound too brilliant to me. Hello?